San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you go on AM 760.kfmb.com, you can hear us there. And there's an app for 760 KFMB. You can hear us on your smartphone if you download that. And all these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. Now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author and lecturer. He's a philanthropist and a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Had a great time limping over here to the studio.
Well, I know that it was America's Finest City half marathon.
No, the AFC stands for America's Fiery City because it was roasting out there.
Yes. Anyway, I know this has to be like the 35th year or something.
It was the 38th year. Our producer, Justin Hart, finished it too.
Yes. So yes, tell me how many people were, it was like a mass unit down at the finish line, right? How many hundreds of people were scattered?
It was a mess. I mean, it was just way too hot. About 1,000 people who signed up didn't finish. Half of those were probably smart and didn't start.
Really? The big race, how many entered that thing?
Well, 6,000 enter, and they had a little over 5,000 finishers.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was my best finish ever against the crowd, number 574.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I took it easy down the hill so I could run hard the rest of the way.
And I know, Justin, how many marathons is that for you? It's like
I think nine or 10.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was my 75th.
Oh, my God. Got a ways to go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Anyway, well, congratulations on that, and to everyone who did happen to finish. I know it's a long hill at the end there that people don't anticipate. So, and I just wanted to thank Jim Stieg, who gave us, who was a great guest last week, and I forgot to thank him during the show for the excellent event that actually I helped organize in September of 2009 for the 50th anniversary of the Chargers, where they had 14 showtimes for the History of the Chargers film at the Ultra Star Hazard Center. They had the Chargers band there, the Charger cheerleaders. It was like a Hollywood opening, the red carpet and the light. I mean, it was magnificent. About 3,500 people, and the big theater was filled with a lot of Charger legends, including Paul Lowe. You know who he is, Richard?
Yeah, he was a great running back. He and Keith Lincoln.
He scored the very first touchdown for the Los Angeles Chargers in 19. So he caught in the end zone and ran back for a touchdown, the opening kickoff, which is unbelievable. But anyway, they all had all kinds of legendary people there. Hank Power, Bill Walton even showed up. It was great. So I want to thank Jim. It was really great working with him and his organization to plan that, and they had a lot of great things for the 50th anniversary. All right, we're back with more of It's Your Money and Your Life, and now in studio we have some more important guests for the remainder of the show. We have the president of Child Help USA, Marianne Crissy, from Carlsbad. How are you, Marianne?
I'm doing just fine today. How are you?
That's great. Excellent. Thank you. And also we have Loan Schillinger, attorney, correct?
Correct.
I said that right? Anyway, they're from Child Help USA, and thanks to Paul Hines, one of our sponsors, who helped arrange this show tonight, and he's in studio with us.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you.
We've got Matt Crissy, and we have Mary Muzio.
Yeah, we've got a pretty full house tonight. So
guest in the studio, too, so we brought some extra chairs in.
We did. But anyway, Mary Ann, maybe you give us a little history of Child Help before we get to Loan's compelling and inspiring story. What can you tell us about the organization from its inception?
Well, it has a very interesting history. In 1959, Sarah O'Meara and Yvonne Federson, two actresses who met on the Ozzie and Harriet show, were touring mm-hmm. Tokyo mm-hmm. and came across a group of orphans. The children were of mixed heritage and many fathered by American servicemen and could find no shelter from an incoming typhoon. The two found a local woman to care for the children in her single room hut, but they had to call on servicemen and friends to expand the home and fund the children's livelihoods.
So how many? There must have been 100, 200, who knows? I mean, any idea?
I think at the time it started with 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they were in the shelter, mm-hmm. more got word of it, mm-hmm. and more children started to come in.
Yeah.
And then it became overwhelming.
So 1959, would this be the first organization that sort of focused on
helping orphans?
Helping orphans?
I believe it was. And up to this day, I think it's the only organization that does everything. Mm-hmm. And I will go on further to explain that as we go on later in the show.
Well, a lot of people lose sight of the fact that when there's a military conflict, orphans are a consequence of, in a lot of respects, not only from the native families and children who get separated from their families. It happened after World War II in Europe also, the Jewish kids and et cetera. And not to mention the pregnancies. Mm-hmm. So it's a great thing that you're shedding light on that, and I think we need to know more about that. We hardly ever hear about it, right?
Well, that's my purpose, and I thank you all for inviting me to come and talk about child help, because I think as a national organization, it doesn't get as much exposure mm-hmm. as it should.
I mean, all of them. I mean, Barbara Sinatra has a center, and we've all heard of the Betty Ford Clinic.
Uh huh.
How many have heard of the Barbara Sinatra Center for Abused Children at Eisenhower Medical Center in Palm Springs? Not that many people.
Not that many.
But anyway,
yep.
They're doing that kind of work.
And then, you know, after they started this orphanage in Tokyo, their efforts eventually created 4 orphanages for what they call throwaway children, children of mixed races mm-hmm. that were... Their families actually disowned the children.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the children did not come back to America. So these children were left to fend for themselves.
Mm.
And they started an organization called International Orphans, Inc., INC,
mm-hmm.
To expand the mission into ongoing humanitarian crisis in Vietnam.
Mm. So let's back up, though. The organization started in Japan, correct?
Uh-huh, in Tokyo.
In Tokyo. Did it get to the U.S. before it wound up in
Vietnam? No, it didn't.
Okay. Mm.
And I'm going to let Luan explain a little about what happened when it actually came to Vietnam.
Mm. Okay. Well, we should talk to Luan now a little bit, because her story is really inspiring.
It's really interesting, yeah.
It's a miracle that she's with us tonight, because, well, tell us a story, Luan, what happened with Operation Baby Lift in your case.
Well, Operation Baby Lift was a military plan to evacuate the Amerasian children out of Vietnam right before the fall of Saigon. And I was one of them. I was born in a small town, Quan Tri, and that's right at the border. And I ended up in Saigon right before I left. I was on the first plane that mm-hmm. left.
So you were about 3 and a half in 1975?
I was 3 and a half, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so... The first plane that left Vietnam crashed, and I'm one of the survivors. And after that,
well, let's tell everybody how many did not survive, because it's miraculous that that you're here. I believe, from what I'm seeing, 138 people were killed. 78 among them were children. And by the final American flight out, to over 2,000 infants had been evacuated. So you were one of those, right?
Correct.
Wow.
And the reason that we were on a cargo plane. And the infants, the children that died, were on the lower level, on the floor of the cargo plane. And so when they crashed, as a survivor, and I talked to my other fellow adoptees that are part of Operation Baby Lift, we know that we have purpose and that, you know, we are survivors, and we have a lot of, we express a lot of gratitude. And the connection between with my story and child help is because those ladies, Sarah and Yvonne, actually played a pivotal role in Operation Baby Lift. And it's not often that you get to meet and thank somebody who played a role in saving your life.
It's almost a blessing you were as young as you were, as opposed to being 13 or 15. Do you remember much of the incident when it happened, or was it just a big blur to you? Or
I have absolutely no memory of what happened. I do know that... my age at 3 and a half, I was actually able to be on the second level, and that's probably some of the reason why I survived.
Yeah, I read most of the children who died were older, correct?
No, the babies.
I'm sorry, the babies.
They're
most
in the
of
body.
The survivors were older,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Hmm. That's So at 3.5, you survived that crash, and then you stayed another amount of time before you were evacuated, right?
A couple weeks, and 2 days before the fall of Saigon. I actually had an opportunity to meet the woman who sat and held me on the second plane out, and she, as she explained, I was the one that was hysterical because I had just survived a plane crash, and so when the engine started and everything, little Luan needed some comforting.
And ice cream or something.
something, right? And so I, you know, I've had the opportunity to meet wonderful women like her and give her a hug and thank her and also thank Sarah and Yvonne. These people, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here without them.
The ultimate instrument. You know, we had George Takei on this show, and of course, his, you know, it's kind of ironic. His play is going to open on Broadway in about a week. It's his story of surviving the war as a child here. You know, put in prison camps and
the internment camps for the Japanese American citizens.
Talk about an abusive, time in his life. I think he was, very young, seven to 11, something like that.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Luan, were you evacuated to the U.S. or where did you get evacuated to?
To the U.S. I had an adoptive family up in Northern California waiting for me.
So that's great. Now, how was that all arranged? There was child help with that, or
child help arranged all of these adoptions?
It was about 2,000, right?
I believe
children.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe so. So after Operation Baby left, the focus moved to the home front. Mm-hmm. And you had asked me before how child help ended up in the U.S.
Right.
So at the request of Nancy Reagan, who at the time was the First Lady of California, she requested that the ladies now use their influence to address America's best kept secret, which was child abuse, and continues to be.
Sure.
A secret. Mm-hmm. Not very different from what you were talking about before.
Well, those are the words, you know, elder abuse and child abuse.
Right.
The silent victims.
The silent victims. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're numbers people. I think what I would like to do is give you some statistics at this point on child abuse. 5 children die every day from abuse and neglect. That is a lot of children. Happening. Every 10 seconds, a report of child abuse is made.
Mm-hmm.
3.3 million reports of child abuse have been made. In California, 70,000 children were impacted by child help between 2010 and 2013. 9 million children have been impacted by child help and all the work that they do since its beginning in 1975.
So 75 was when it started in the U.S.?
It was around that time.
Okay.
75, 78. And 37% of the women in U.S. prisons were abused as children. 14% of men prisoners were also abused as children. The cost of child abuse impact is $124 billion.
So how do we put the brakes on or try to reverse that trend? Obviously, we have your organization and, I guess, more education awareness.
Well, that's what I would like to get into is how Child Help does all this.
Mm-hmm.
Child Help, their solutions are similar to what I will tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Child Help feels that their goal... Let me go this way, is to meet the physical, emotional, education, and spiritual needs of abused, neglected children and at-risk children.
Mm-hmm.
We focus our efforts on prevention, intervention, and treatment and community outreach. So what are these programs that we do?
So you know what? We're going to have to take a break right now, so we'll have everyone standing by, ready to hear these solutions. We'll come back with Marianne Crissy and Loanne Schillinger with Child Help USA right after this. Hang on. All right, we're back for the second half of the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life, and this is the time where Richard thanks our sponsors.
Big thank you to our sponsors, as always. Couldn't do it without them. UBS, Michael Caronta, and Drew Freitas. Thank you for the continued support. Our favorite CPAs on the planet, Jason Kruger, CPA with Signature Analytics, the best CFO firm now on the West Coast since they have 5 offices. Also, Paul Polito and Don Epic, CPAs with Polito Epic CPAs up in San Marcos.
Carl Sheeler with Berkeley Research Group, helping business owners understand the risks that drive the values of their businesses and ways to reduce those risks and thus increase value. Also, Joel Gruskin with Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve their cash flow. If you want to find ways to protect that improved cash flow, how about Brenda Geiger, Geiger Law Office, specializing in asset protection and estate planning. A great niche market bank, California Republic Bank, with Mr. Lane Elliott, working with family offices and high net worth families. Mars Maddox International, now known as Hub International, by far and away the best employee benefits firm on the planet. Neil Staley is going to be on the show, I think, next month, talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Always very exciting, given what's going on with healthcare reform. The LG Experience and the LG Group, helping wealth advisors make CPAs heroes to the CPA's very best clients. Yes, professional tennis coming back to Carlsbad during Thanksgiving week. We don't have enough to do with the Oceanside Turkey Trot, so the Carlsbad Classic all week Thanksgiving at the Park Hyatt Aviar. Check out cldclassic.com. And sitting in studio with us tonight, Mr. Paul Hines, CEO of Hearthstone Private Wealth Management, also one of the key players at endfinancialabuse.org, helping to prevent elder abuse here in San Diego. And a big thank you to Courtney Lava with PopX Graphics for keeping track of all of these great sponsors, where our listeners can find out what, Joe?
Well, all they have to do is get over to iymoney.com and get their cursor over to the sponsor tab. There's a drop-down menu, and they can click on any one or all of the sponsors and get their personal information, their contact information, anything they need to know. And I know they've been working with you for many, many years with great success, correct?
In some cases, almost 30 years.
Oh, gee.
So that would be with great longevity and success.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back.
Let's get back to this great show.
Child Help with Marianne Crissy and
I have a question for Luan, it's 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon, correct?
Correct.
So is there a lot of activity or special events or reunions and such going on?
Yes, actually there's a whole bunch of them. Right now up in San Francisco at the Presidio, there's an exhibit. And also they're planning a event in D.C. in November where all the adoptees that can make it will go and pay tribute, and there'll be an exhibit as well.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the States and also in Australia and in London, I know that there are events just remembering the war and those that fought, and also, you know, people left behind.
Mm-hmm. So have you stayed in touch with many of the other members of Operation Baby Lift, or just a handful? Or
well, on Facebook, which is amazing.
That's a start.
There are about five groups, different groups.
Oh, wow.
And with DNA, there's a whole bunch of us that are doing the, you know, DNA research to find our
trace and track everybody.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a handful. Actually, I was just in Colorado at, it's called the Heritage Camp for Vietnamese and Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke there and I met other adoptees. And two of the panelists actually found out that they were related.
Wow.
So it was just, amazing. Yeah.
And of course, you went on to become an attorney. So maybe you, how did that, educated in Northern California, or just give us your education?
You do estate planning, right?
I do. I was raised up in Northern California, Marin County, and I went to law school here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to law school for child advocacy. In undergrad, in Hawaii, the undergrad there, right after I helped start a children's law center.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspired me to take the next step, which is to go to law school. And though it doesn't sound like there's a connection with estate planning and child advocacy, there really is.
Mm.
I feel like I'm helping families to plan ahead and to think about what's going to happen with their children, et cetera. And it's an empowering experience in that aspect. I love my job.
Mm. Outstanding. So I just want to let everyone know, you know, from a very difficult beginning, you've made a very great profession for yourself, and you're helping people, and that's inspiring. So,
and she has two beautiful children.
Thank you very much.
Even better. Great. Great to know. So, Marianne, how many chapters of Child Help in the U.S.? And
there are 14 chapters of Child Help across the United States.
And you've helped about, 9 million children or impacted 9 million children?
Absolutely.
Isn't
since
that something?
Since inception. And there are so many other children out there that are abused and neglected. Actually, it's very understated. It's underreported.
You never hear about it. I mean,
no, you just don't hear about it.
You know,
it really needs to be brought to the forefront.
So in San Diego, you're based in Carlsbad, your chapter.
Well, it's in San Diego. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really have a home. It's wherever we are.
Okay.
We completely volunteer our services.
Well, let's give the website right now. If people want to get in touch with you or help in any way, what would they do?
What they can do right now is there's a couple of ways. Right now, you can go on Facebook and look at the Greater San Diego Chapter of Child Help, and that will give you links to ways to communicate with us.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a website up and going probably by the middle of September, where you could actually access the website.
And then if they go on childhelp.org,
and if they go on childhelp.org and they go how you can help and click on, they could actually just go on childhelp.org and then
find a
click
chapter.
On chapters.
Yeah, find a chapter.
And they and all our information will come up there too.
So, Marianne, what are some of the key resources that Child Help provides?
Some of the
toll-free numbers, homes, residences, services.
One of the things that is very, very important with Child Help, and it has to do with intervention. One of the pillars that they work on prevention, intervention, treatment, and as far as an intervention, interventional tool, we have a nationwide 1-800-4-A-CHILD hotline, which operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
1-800-4-A-CHILD. And what this does is it lets people access, if they think that there is a situation where a child is being abused or neglected, they can call this hotline and report it.
You know, can I pipe in right there?
Sure.
Another amazing thing about Child Help is they have this one-stop shop. It's a place, it's a facility in which when a child has been picked up because of a call, that they go, and in that facility there is the social services, there's the DA's office, there's the law enforcement, and it's all together. And when you walk into this place, it's magical for the kid because it's just... It's like a playground kind of idea where it takes the stress off the children and lets the professionals work around them. Mm. And it stops the whole having to take one kid to another, you know, to get examined and then to the DA's office to be interviewed, et cetera. And so that's an amazing thing about Child Help is that they created that. And they also have a Child Help a van that travels as well. It's in Scottsdale.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you do in rural areas? Like Scott, I mean, you know, the northern Arizona desert, it's a very spread out place. So you have a van so that you can actually have on-site assistance?
I don't think it has actually been populated that far.
So what they do is they bring the children to the facility. But the bus that I'm talking about, is it shows, it's the way to show the public that there's a one-stop shop. It's more of a...
The advocacy centers are more centered in the cities.
Sure. Do you interact with any of the social service agencies or government agencies in any way to help coordinate with them, or are you strictly on your own? Or
I think Child Help. I know Child Help interacts with the local agencies.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when they go on to 1-800-4-A-CHILD? Somebody there is going to refer the case to somebody that then knows where this child should be or what they should do as far as making sure that this child is safe.
So you have foster and adoptive care services, you have community centers, and I see you have this Speak Up, Be Safe for athletes.
We have it for athletes and we have it for educators.
So you can tell us about those.
Of the things about child abuse that you want to start is you want to see if you can prevent it from happening in the beginning. And so there are two programs, the Speak Up, Be Safe for Educators and the Speak Up, Be Safe for Athletes. The Speak Up, Be Safe for Educators is a school-based child abuse prevention education program that teaches children about the many forms of abuse and what to do if they or anybody they know has ever been involved in an abusive situation.
So you're in schools, and then you educate the kids and the teachers, and if they can help identify somebody at risk, they can contact...
Actually, what happens is it's a whole educational program that's been put together by Child Help.
Hmm.
And the way that it gets into the schools is that Child Help will go in and do a presentation to the school board, to the PTA,
okay,
saying... Everything that we're saying here about mm-hmm. child abuse,
mm-hmm.
and teachers are identified, or lecturers, to teach the program. They are taught how to teach the program to the children,
mm-hmm.
and through that, these children get educated.
Hmm.
But it's not something that you can just go in and do. It has to be advocated through the school system.
That's a difficult thing. I mean, I can imagine a kid in the third grade or whatever, and he or she is sitting there saying, well, this is happening to me. Okay. Now what do I do? And, of course, there's the peer pressure and everything else.
That's exactly right.
So. And there's huge peer pressure with athletes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the athletic program, as you can imagine, is the same type of a program.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hold that thought right now. We want to take a little break right now. We're going to come right back with the last half of the last quarter of It's Your
Be
Money
a quarter,
life,
Joe. Right? It's like a football game.
And you're the accountant, so very
yeah,
good,
exactly.
Richard. All right, we'll be right back after this. Hang on. All right, we're riding into the home stretch. That's for Paul Hines.
Yeah,
that's Tommy Tedesco on guitar for the Bonanza.
The Wrecking
team.
Crew.
And Paul was telling me that the set where the Ponderosa was, where they shot that,
up in Lake Tahoe, still up there,
still
and
there?
Still having tours daily.
So if you want,
all right, Hoss Cartwright,
you could probably go up there and hear that song some more and ride around.
You'd probably
the
hear it
ranch.
Ad nauseum up there.
Yeah. But anyway, Marianne has some.
Real quick, Luana, everybody's been able to shout out their contact information, but we forgot you. My apologies. How do people find you?
Schillinger Law, Luann Schillinger at Schillinger Law. My phone number is 619-576-5719, and you can get a hold of me there.
And that's S-H, no C.
No.
S-H-I-L-L-I-N-G-E-R.
Thank you.
Okay. Marianne, you had some special events, and they can find these on Facebook if they search Child Help San Diego, but you want to tell us about what's going on at the University Club?
Yes, we do have a couple of exciting events that we are involved with now. One of them is the University Club has very kindly included us in their quest to help nonprofits. What they've done for us is they have waived their $1,000 fee to their initiation fee to join the University Club.
Hmm.
And through a $500 donation to Child Help, Greater San Diego chapter of Child Help, they can be a part of the University Club.
Now that's a good deal.
Hmm.
And the University Club is actually a professional and I guess it's not a social club, but it's a professional and
philanthropic,
or but it's also a club where you can take your friends.
Oh, okay.
And you can
got a nice
actually
view.
Well, I'll call that
it's
social.
Gorgeous.
That sounds social to me.
We've been members for a long time.
It's actually a win-win for everybody.
34th floor, Symphony Towers.
Yeah, that's better than social media.
And, of course, it did a huge, huge rehab, construction rehab, about 3-4 years ago. So it's a really, really cool
so
place.
So we ask people if they would like to be a part of the University Club. You can go on the University Club website and learn all about it. And then you can go on the Child Help Facebook website and learn about how you may be able to join without having a $1,000 initiation fee.
Hmm.
And so that's a good deal.
That's a great deal. So search that on your favorite search engine. We keep saying Google, but we shouldn't.
Bing, Google.
But the real...
DuckDuckGo.
The real event I want to talk about is the 29th annual holiday Fantasia event that we're holding on Saturday, November 21st.
Mm-hmm. Kicking off Thanksgiving week.
It's kicking it off. Get your holiday shopping done because what it is, it's at the Estancia La Jolla Hotel and Spa.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the Salk Institute.
Right in La Jolla, California.
Right,
beautiful, beautiful property.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have there is we have boutique shopping. It's during the day. It goes from 10 to 3. We're going to have a fashion show. We have a celebrity MC, Jen Lilly from Days of Our Lives, for all you people who watch soap operas. Sounds lovely, true. Lovely lady who is actually an advocate of child help. Mm. By the way, there are a lot of celebrity advocates of child help. If you go on the child help website.
Can you name a couple? That's great to know.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Mm-hmm. Jack Scalia.
John Stamos is a very, very big child help.
Excellent.
Advocate, also a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing here is we're raising funds to support the programs and services of child help. One thing I want to tell you about the hotline, this is not federally funded. There are no major sponsors for this 24-hour, 7-day hotline, which mm-hmm. is so, so important for letting children learn about, or letting people learn about child abuse. Mm-hmm. So this is why, and it's $5 a call to process. So every time they get a call on the hotline, it costs child help $5, mm-hmm. and it's all funded through operations. Mm-hmm. That's and in the child help, the national organization. That's how it's funded. Mm-hmm. So that's why what we do is we fundraise. That's what all these chapters do is mm-hmm. that we fundraise.
So you have to support yourself in
we
your own region.
We have to support this. Another way that you can help us is if you would like to be a sponsor for our Fantasia. We would love. We're still looking for a title sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Do sponsors get booths or what do they get?
The sponsors get all sorts of perks. The title sponsor will get, obviously, the logo recognition, mm-hmm. everything we do. We get company recognition and all the advertising we do. Meet and greet with our celebrity ambassador. We get a table for 10 at the event and premium seating, which means you get right on the runway as far as
well. You ought to hit up the Legoland, SeaWorld, the zoo, Padres, Chargers,
and so you get a lot of recognition mm-hmm. for all of that. So that would be something if we're really still looking for an event sponsor.
And Disney, if it's Fantasia, why not?
Why not? Exactly.
That's right.
But you could also be a gold sponsor for $10,000, and it goes all the way down to an event special silver sponsor at $1,000. And
how many people are you expecting?
We are expecting around 175 people to come.
First year at Estancia, right?
First year in Estancia, yes. And we're happy to be working with them, excited to be working with. It's a beautiful, beautiful property.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Luan, anything compelling that you would like to tell us before we have, a minute or so left here, a couple
minutes?
Yes,
definitely. Mm-hmm. What I want to say is that all the money that goes to organizations like Child Help really do directly affect and help, and that I am a product of that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I go out and I talk to people about Child Help is because I know, you know, when you see those commercials that say a dollar a day or whatever, mm-hmm. it really, you are changing lives. Mm-hmm. So the donations, your involvement, your volunteer work, come out and help, you know, participate in the child help events, etc. It's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. And it's helping our children.
Got to hit up all these churches, Joel Osteen and everybody. Come on out there. Let's go. Open up those bank accounts.
Yeah, Joe, one other. I think Luan is probably the guest who's traveled furthest in her life to ever be on this show.
That's quite possibly.
When you consider the distance and the fact that it took 2 tries, it's quite possibly the truth. I think so.
Do you get back to Vietnam at all? Or?
I went back in 96, and I will go next year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of Americans are going there.
It's a beautiful place, and the amazing thing about it is that when we went back, I went as a visitor, mm-hmm. and they said, welcome home.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And we have to wrap it there.
Paul Hines, thanks for coming in, too, buddy.
Great to be here.
Let's have more peace and cooperation out there. Thank you, Mary
Ann
Chrissy and Luan Schillinger from Child Help. Mary, your wife, great to see her here. Musio.
Matt, Marianne's husband, good to see him.
Yes, and thanks to Eric Ubakava, our sound engineer, for making us sound terrific, and to Craig Blank, our con executive, who does great work for us, and also to Dave Sniff, our programming genius. Next week, it's Steve Snyder, CEO of Fleet Science.
He's going to tell us how to become invisible.
Yes, whatever. But anyway, you have a great week. Go Little League team from Sweetwater. We hope we have good news next week as well. So see you next time. iWayMoney.com for all these podcasts commercial free. Good night now.